At the New Lloyd Mr. Nissan, we have trucks. Not only do we have trucks at the New Lloyd Mr. Nissan, but we have lots of trucks at the New Lloyd Mr. Nissan. Lloydminster's best selection of trucks. Trucks to test drive today. Trucks in all different styles. Trucks with Canada's best truck warranty at 5 years, 160,000 kilometers. And trucks with savings of up to $6,000. The New Lloyd Mr. Nissan has trucks. The New Lloyd Mr. Nissan. We won't sell you a truck. We'll help you buy one. Because the New Lloyd Mr. Nissan has trucks.
This is Lloydminster's show. This is local that matters to you. Local people. Local events. Local news and sports. For Lloydminster and area, this is Live with Kurt Price from the New Lloydminster Nissan.
Well, good morning, and thanks for joining us here at the New Lloydminster Nissan. Michelle Lopez joins us from the Lloydminster Rowing Club, and Sadie Rustique is going to join us all the way from Georgia in just a few minutes. We want to congratulate Corey Knapper. He's the latest winner, and we were out to see Corey and his family on Thursday, delivered a fantastic meal from our great sponsors through Feed the Farmer, the Tent Guys, Sobeys, Agland, Richland Pioneer, BASF, and of course Diamond 7 Meats. We had some delicious roast beef and met Cody and his family and just had an absolutely fantastic time. So thanks, Cody, and thank you, Karen, for having us out and for allowing us to do what we do and for allowing us to thank you for what you do. And then, you know, we had this nice rain last weekend, beautiful rain, and then that wind came and it really started to dry things up, so it was nice to get a little bit more moisture last night. Now there's one more meal left in Feed the Farmers, so make sure you get those nominations in. You can do so on the New Lloyd Mr. Nissan Facebook page. Keep them coming in. Nominate farmers, because at the end of the seeding season there's going to be two quarters of beef that are going to be given away, and that's courtesy of our great sponsors as well. So again, not one, but two quarters of beef that will be given away, so two lucky winners. No winner in the Chase the Ace raffle on Wednesday night at the Lloyd X, so the jackpot now starts at $386,491, and there are just 12 cards remaining in that deck. You can get your $10 ticket in person at the Lloyd X Monday and Tuesday till 4, and then Wednesday till 6 p.m. That's if you're buying in person. If you're going to e-transfer or you're going to use your credit card, you can only get those tickets till 2 o'clock on draw date. Draw date is always on Wednesday. So many people got their tickets at the last moment, though. They had to delay the draw. Best thing to do, if you're going to e-transfer, do it today. Send your $10 to Chase the Ace at LloydEXH.com. You can go to the Lloyd X website, use your credit card right now at www.LloydEXH. And don't forget, the Lloyd X also selling tickets on those bred heifers. A second prize, a Yoder smoker, and there's only 2,500 tickets printed. Grand prize is 50 bred heifers or $100,000. Oh, and the She Shed tickets are also still available. You haven't got your She Shed ticket yet, you should do so. That's going to be about a month away now. You've got $10 in your pocket. Spend it on a She Shed. Only 2,500 tickets are available, and you're helping out the Lloydminster Legion as well. And the first draw on the Lloydminster Kinsman Summer Raffle is just days away. Only 1,500 tickets printed in their raffle. They're also $10 each. And the early bird prize is a steel fire pit from Foremost, and the draw for that is May 31st. Don't forget, guys, there's also beer for a year given away with 4th Meridian, and there's a pellet grill from Home Hardware. Great prizes up for grabs, and it starts on May 31st with that early bird draw. So if you want to get in on all those tickets, get your ticket, and you can get them from Kinsman members. They have the tickets, and a lot of them will allow you to e-transfer as well. We've got Michelle Lopez here this morning, and she's president of the Lloydminster Rowing Club and has joined us here to talk about a couple of things, including their Come and Try event. So, Michelle, thanks for joining us this morning.
Well, thanks again for having me.
So, the Lloydminster Rowing Club has had accolades placed on them through two special rowers, and that's put some attention on the club, and now you're looking for new members. Tell us what you're doing.
Absolutely. So, with Elijah and Shelby's success with the Canadian Indoor Rowing Championships and a great opportunity at the start of rowing season, this would be our official start, is a chance to bring in new membership. Have you ever wanted to come and try rowing? And our kickoff event is a come and try event, which is exactly as it sounds. Come out and try rowing.
And where are you holding it, Michelle?
We're going to hold it at Sandy Beach Regional Park. In conjunction with the park, there's going to be a registration process, which we'll talk about in just a little bit.
Yep.
But the Sandy Beach Regional Park is supporting us, and if you provide proof of enrollment in our event that day, they'll grant you membership, or I guess a free pass to come in to the regional park, which is usually a fee to come into the park. So they're a big partner in partnering with this, as well as SASC Rowing is sharing some coaches. So we're going to have coaches on the water. Of course, coaches, safety boats, and everything you need to come and try rowing.
Who are you looking for to come and try? Is there certain age groups?
Absolutely. Anyone 12 and older. I think what's really great about rowing is anyone can try. Anyone can row. Anyone can participate. If you have a love of the water, a love of the great outdoors, truly, there are really no restrictions. And a come and try is a great chance to truly come and see what it's all about and then actually sit in a boat and see if you would like it.
So what happens during the come and try? Is there a certain distance you go? Is there a certain speed you're looking for? How does it all come together?
Well, coach will take you through a few basics on land so you're comfortable and confident of what you need to do before you hit the water. Coach is on the water in the safety boat the whole time with you, and you would be given just some simple instructions of you know, up at the catch, how your stroke would go, and an opportunity to basically just explore it and try. I think with rowing, the best learning is that I'm going to try. It's kind of like when you're riding your bicycle and mom pushes you out in the backfield and says, try. And that's what the come to try is all about, is an opportunity to sit in a boat. It's not a boat that any of us have kicking around our lake shores or at the lake or at the beach. So a specialty boat that is there for you to try and experience truly what Olympic rowing, kind of the starts of it, would be.
So we're talking about individuals and teams here, mm-hmm, obviously. Mm-hmm. So what do you do to get registered, Michelle?
So to get registered, Rowing Canada has a website. So it's if you put in membership.rowingcanada.org/join, come and try. It'll come up as the Lloydminster Come and Try events. And it's an opportunity, like I said, for us to like know that you're coming. We'll send an email out after, and you'll be able to get into the park that day for free and come and see what it's all about. Even if you're just curious, come down to Sandy Beach that day and just see what's going on. We've got a great group of coaches and a great group of members out there just supporting rowing.
And when we talk about Elijah, we're talking about someone who got into rowing later, right?
He did. He's only been rowing one year, starting his water season would have been starting right about now last year. And the development for him was being recruited by a university in Ontario to row this fall.
That's amazing. Like, yeah. That's amazing. So it's not like you have to have a big background experience in rowing, right?
Absolutely not. Rowing's what they consider often a later entrance sport. So many sports that we do around our community, from hockey, figure skating, lacrosse, ball, you start in the initiation, Tom Thumbs, mini mites, yeah. And carry through. Rowing is one that it's often you're a little bit older as an athlete. Maybe you've had success in other athletics and then rejoin. Or for myself as an adult, yourself as an adult, just coming out and wanting to try something new.
So is there a fee?
For the Come and Try event, there is no fee. That's in conjunction with Rowing Canada's big blitz to introduce as many people as we can to the sport.
And then you got another event the following day.
We do. We thought it would be really fun to have a follow-up event. So if you've always been curious about rowing and you want more than just a few minutes on the water with the come and try, we have scheduled two mini, what we call Learn to Rows. And Learn to Rows is going to be that next first step in joining a club like the Lloydminster Rowing Club. It's a coached hour and a half session that will give you an opportunity to learn a few more specifics that are going to give you more knowledge, more confidence, and just a little bit more practice on how you would row with the club.
And there is a fee for that?
There is a fee for that. It is $44, so that basically is covering your membership with Rowing Canada for the entire year. They need us to provide insurance. So that's the base rate. We're not charging above and beyond that. That's just a required fee from Rowing Canada. And we're going to be running two sessions. One session will be in the morning from 9 to about 11:30. The second session will be right around 1:30 to 3 p.m. And I do have a sign-up site for that as well. And that is membership.rowingcanada.org/join program. And that will take you to a page where you need to do a couple of drop-down boxes, which is what province. And just so everyone knows, our rowing club is designated a Saskatchewan Rowing Club. And then the club that you wish to join is the Lloydminster Rowing Club, and it'll take you to those links, and it'll give you an option to join the morning or the afternoon program. We have to cap those at 8 per session.
Okay. Is that because of COVID?
No, because of coaching availability. Right. Because we want to be able to provide anyone on the water with that extra level coaching.
Okay.
The come and try.
Thank goodness.
Oh, yeah. The come and try is truly a few, you know, maybe 20 minutes, getting comfortable, just experience rowing, sitting in the boat, taking a few strokes, having a few laughs. The learn to row is, you know what, no, I think I want to try this out for real. And I really want an opportunity to see what it would be like in a coach session.
And that's all age groups, Michelle,
too? That is all age groups, 12 and up.
And you have something special for youth as well, right?
Yes. I guess the biggest excitement is Lloydminster, with the support of SAS Growing and SAS Sport, has secured a summer student coach. So we're looking forward to July and running 2 4-day junior camps out at Killarney Lake. This weekend's, or this upcoming weekend's events will be at Sandy Beach Regional right. Park, and that was June 12th and 13th. But later in July, we'll be hosting at our official rowing club 2 sessions, 4 days, thinking about running 9 to about 3 p.m. for junior youth development camps. So that's going to be up on registration, and it'll be on our Facebook page, the Lloydminster Rowing Club Facebook page. We also have an Instagram account, LloydRowing_junior, where we're going to have all the details about those upcoming camps. Those camps will have a cost associated with it, but for those young athletes that are wanting to be like Elijah and Shelby and thinking, I think I really want to pursue this as a sport or a secondary sport, to have that opportunity to get in a boat and train. The bigger picture moment is Canada Summer Games is 2022. They've been delayed a year, and as Elijah and Shelby would have been Canada Games 2021, after a year of training, these summer athletes may have that same opportunity.
What does the season look like, Michelle? Like, what's the rowing season look like?
It's looking really good. So with all of the health, Saskatchewan health regulations, they're constantly evolving and changing. We're getting really good news for outdoor sports, which we are. We're still being very precautious in boathouse or indoor settings, but once we're on the water, we're waiting granted permission, hopefully June 1, to be rowing in crew boats, which means a boat of more than one.
And what does competition look like?
Still a little bit undetermined. For Elijah and Shelby, the competition season could take them to Ontario for a couple of races, and we're still awaiting announcement of either yes, it's a go, or no, unfortunately, they have to cancel.
Fingers crossed.
I know, and with everything that we're seeing, all the progress that we're making, it's actually looking at least a little bit favorable for once. So
yeah,
we're happy we can potentially get back in crew boats. So crew boats meaning more than one. So you're racing in a boat with a team, and that's where the fun happens.
Is it a max 4 in a boat? Like, what's the max that the rowing club here would do?
Here in Lloydminster, it's a 4 or a quad, but at the Olympics, there would be an 8.
8, yeah.
Yeah.
Are you looking for any volunteers, or do you need any help in
Absolutely.
Any way?
Absolutely. I will always take anyone that has some free time and interest or a passion in learning more. Contact us through the Lloydminster Rowing Club Facebook page or through the Instagram page. There's really many tasks, and you all know that many hands make light work, but always looking for someone that's interested, wants to contribute, and then the joy of being on the water. Looking for so many different yeah. roles, and if you think you're the right fit, please don't be shy.
So June 12th and 13th.
Absolutely.
And do you get assign a specific time when you sign up? Is
for
that what happens?
For the 13th, the Sunday event, the Learn to Row, it will be a specific time. The come and try, it's going to be just a come and go. So once we get the list, once we get registrations, we'll try to like block off little blocks of time. You'll receive an email. But for the most part, it's going to be just come. So I guess bring a little bit of patience that day, as we're not sure how many folks will come out and take interest. But hoping for good weather.
Yeah.
Bring your beach hat, bring some suntan lotion and your shades, and enjoy a day out at Sandy Beach Regional Park.
Yeah, the come and try sounds exactly like it is. Just
yeah,
come and try it
come
out.
Come and try.
Yeah.
There's no and there's no commitment. There's no expectation that you need to return. There's definitely not an expectation that you're going to be any good, but you might be. You just never know. And it's not, like I said, it's not something that any of us have We're going to go to a lake and someone's going to go, oh, hey, try my rowing boat. They may say, try my paddleboard or try my kayak or do you want to go in the canoe? Very, very different with an Olympic rowing boat.
And is it all upper strength? Is it all upper body strength,
it's
Michelle?
A lot of legs. That's, I think, the biggest misconception is it looks definitely some upper body mechanics, but all of that power is harnessed in your legs.
So if you're an athlete, just like doesn't matter what sport you're doing, if you want to try something new.
Absolutely. And it's one of those sports that truly no prerequisites are required. No equipment is required. You show up, make sure we're insured, and you're welcome to join in the fun.
Are we forgetting to mention anything, Michelle?
I don't think so. Just that the event is at Sandy Beach Regional Park, as opposed to the rowing club. And yeah, come bring a friend. And like I said, even if you're just curious, if you're curious and you show up and you're like, you know, there'll be future opportunities. I guess just follow along. There's as COVID protocols and regulations open up, we're going to have more club announcements of some regular rowing times out at Killarney Lake. So if you are interested in rowing, this weekend of June 12th and 13th is your best start.
And if somebody has questions, Michelle, how do they get in touch with the rowing club?
Easiest is to message on Facebook, the Lloydminster Rowing Club Facebook page or the Instagram page, which is LloydRowing_Junior. Send us a little DM. We're always happy to answer questions, and I hope there's lots of questions because it is just something new that's not really readily known out there. So thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for your time. And yeah, I hope you get just fantastic weather.
Won't it be great? And no winds.
I hope you get fantastic weather every weekend.
I know.
Yeah.
We deserve it.
We're off to a pretty good start here, actually.
It's a beautiful day.
It is. That Michelle Lopez, president of the Lloydminster Rowing Club. Find them on Facebook. And if you want more information, message them on Facebook as well. And yeah, take a friend out if you're at all interested. You love the water and you want to experience something new. If you're an athlete and you've been thinking, hey, you know, especially with the Olympics coming up, right? 2 months away, the Olympics coming up. Don't be sitting there watching Olympics going, I wish I would have gone out and tried that.
Absolutely. And like I said, you don't have to be a professional athlete to give this a try. It's as much like hanging out with friends and having fun as the sport itself. So please don't be shy.
Awesome. We'll take a break and be right back with Sadie Rustica in just a moment.
How are you doing? It's often asked as an opening question for small talk. But at Synergy Credit Union, we know the answer can mean much more. Did you know that your physical and emotional well-being can be impacted by your finances? You can check your financial wellness score to see if you're on the right track to reach your goals. And if you need to make some changes to get where you want to be, we're here to help. See how you're doing at synergycu.ca/wellness.
At Diamond 7 Meats, we work with local farm families to provide a high-quality product and a great selection for you. Try our mouth-watering smokies, pulled pork, roast beef, and more. Made pure and natural with no additives or fillers. We offer custom processing, and our experienced team works for you to provide a selection of sausage, burgers, and jerkies made to your specifications. Take your grilling to the next level with a Yoder smoker. Complete the grilling experience with a Canadian-made, award-winning line of House of Q barbecue sauces. We're locally owned and operated, and we look forward to seeing you today.
Hello. Hello. Hello, Spiros.
PWM Steel in Lloydminster is the key supplier and largest indoor inventory of steel between Edmonton and Saskatoon. Locally owned, PWM Steel offers a wide range of services from steel cutting and bending to custom sign and powder coating. PWM Steel uses aluminum products as well as new and recycled steel. Key supplier of steel products and services since 1982. Visit their website at pwmsteel.com.
On Live with Kurt Price, call 780-522-9433 or visit ForgesMedia.com.
Sadie Rastika joins us. She was the valedictorian at Bruton Parker College in Georgia this year, and she's a fantastic ball player, and she's going to continue down that path a little bit. We'll talk more about that. Sadie, thank you so much for your time this morning. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
So you're in Georgia. Okay. What takes you to Georgia? How do you end up at Bruton Parker College in Georgia?
Well, it was more of where softball took me. It was kind of wherever softball was going to take me. That's where I was going to go. And it didn't really matter where it was.
So you spent some time in California, right?
Florida, actually.
Florida, right. Florida. Yep. Pensacola, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So let's go back to, what takes you down to Pensacola then? How do you first get, first realize, hey, there's an opportunity from here for me in ball?
Well, coming from Canada, it's pretty tough to get down to the States to play, but I actually played on like a recruiting travel team based out of BC. So we traveled down, we played some junior colleges, and the whole point is kind of see what college softball is like, get recruited if you can, and we played Pensacola State College, and she basically offered me a spot on the team as soon as the game finished, and I took it within a couple of weeks and ended up down here.
You mentioned in your valedictorian address you never could have imagined ended up in Georgia. Mm-hmm. Where specifically in Georgia is Bruton Parker College?
So we're actually in a very small town called Mount Vernon, Georgia. So there's one red light in town. It's very small. And then we're about 15 miles from Vidalia, which is actually where they make Vidalia onions. It's pretty crazy. And then I'm about 3 miles southeast, or 3 hours southeast of Atlanta. So kind of south area.
So you ended up in a town that's actually smaller than Lloyd.
Yep.
Wow. Okay. So let's go back to ball in Lloydminster. Is there somebody that influenced you here that helped you get to where you are right now?
Well, of course, every coach I've ever had has played and influenced, whether it was I had them for a year or they coached me for 4 years. But I know two big coaches for me that it was kind of right around the time when I was debating whether college softball was going to be realistic for me was Vaughn Davidson and Dion Pollard. They were huge influences me and kind of pushed me and agreed with me saying that like college softball could be something I could do. So
when you find out, you're thinking college softball is something I can do, then you start thinking about what you want to do and what you want to accomplish as you start to get, a degree in something. You choose criminal justice. Why criminal justice?
I don't really know where I want to take criminal justice, but TV shows on like Criminal Minds or NCIS, stuff like that, I have always loved. I've watched every episode of Criminal Minds, every episode of NCIS, and I'm in it and I love it. And I'm not really sure where I want to take it, but it's something I definitely enjoy.
What's it like going to school in Georgia during a pandemic?
Well, where we were, it was pretty isolated. So there wasn't big cities or anything like that near us. So when I got down here, we never went anywhere. We stayed in the small town. It was kind of just us secluded. So it didn't change a whole lot, but it was definitely tough when it came to classes and having to do a lot online or wearing masks everywhere we go. And we always have to be
our temperature had to be checked every single day or else we couldn't play and stuff like that. So it definitely, it made the days longer almost.
Were you able to go down in 2020 or did you have to, or was it like, I know you went down in the fall of 2020, but when this pandemic hit in March, where were you? Where were you then?
Well, we were actually still playing. So it kind of all happened within a week. We were set to play our first conference game on a Thursday. And all of a sudden, Wednesday, we got messages saying, all right, our game tomorrow is canceled. It's being pushed back. And then by Friday, it was, all right, our season is canceled. We're still going to classes at this point. And then by next Tuesday, I was on a plane home. And they canceled everything. And I was flying home before they shut down the border.
So you finish with a degree in criminal justice and you minor in
psychology. Yep.
Psychology, and you're the valedictorian. Being in a small town, did that help? or when you were going to school at Holy Rosary, your grades were always fantastic.
Yeah, I've never really had a problem with academics. It's always kind of come easy, but that valedictorian spot, and I graduated with a 4.0, so keeping that 4.0 for 4 years definitely wasn't easy. It required a lot of hard work, but academics do come easy, so it wasn't too far out of my reach.
Did you know right away it was going to be the United States for you, somewhere in the States?
Kind of. I knew I wanted to play softball at about 16. I was kind of like, this is something I want to do, and this is something I want to pursue. And it didn't really become for sure until my grade 12 year when I accepted that scholarship to come play down. At that point, I was just really wishing that somebody was going to offer me something so I could go. So
So you end up in Georgia with a Brazilian roommate.
Yes.
So your roommate is from Brazil. Are you two the only, I assume she played ball as well.
Yeah.
So are you two the only non-Americans on the team?
On the softball team, yes, we're the only two international kids. But within all of the athletic teams at school, there's a ton of like soccer players who are from like Europe and stuff like that. So we weren't the only international kids on campus, but on the softball team, we were.
And so is that how you ended up being roommates?
Yeah, coach was just going to kind of like stuck the two international kids together.
So
I didn't care until I walked on campus for the first time. So
what's the communication like when your roommate is from Brazil?
There's a lot. Well, I took French being from Canada. So I took French growing up in elementary school and stuff like that. And she speaks Portuguese, which is kind of like Spanish and French mixed together. And I had to take Spanish as a foreign language class when I was down here. So I could kind of put together a few words and then just guess from there. And then she would kind of be like, yes, that's what I'm trying to say. So I'm definitely the one that can understand her the most, just being her roommate and being with her every day, where I can guess what she's trying to say. So it's helpful.
Did it get better? It must've got better as the years went on. How many years did you spend as a roommate with her?
This would have been my second year. So we just finished our second year being roommates.
So you're valedictorian and, you also finished second team all conference on the ball team. How did the ball team do this year?
We had the talent to go far, but it was kind of like we were just missing that one little thing where we would lose games in extra innings or we would lose by one run. So we kind of just couldn't push to finish a game, but we went to the conference tournament. We didn't lose two and get out. We won a game. So it was we kind of expected the way we ended. So
losing an extra time, you're the Edmonton Oilers of your league. Now you're staying down in Georgia. You're not coming home, right?
That's correct. Yes. I'll be here for the rest of the summer.
Okay. And then you're going to coach. So tell us a little bit about that and how you got into that.
Well, so we have our head coach and our assistant coach, and our assistant coach actually is going to get married in the fall. So he was ready to give up coaching and kind of move on to the next chapter of his life. And I didn't take my extra year. So I could have played for one more year for my fifth year, but I decided not to take it. And that's when our head coach offered me the job to be assistant coach. So I applied for an extension in my visa to be able to stay and work for an extra year. And so I'll be the assistant coach at the school that I was just playing at. So,
That's pretty cool. But this isn't the first time you've coached, right?
No, well, this will be the first time I've coached at a college level, but in Lloyd, actually, I coached for my sister's teams, the U16 and U14 teams. So
you got this great grade point average. You're a valedictorian. You get a degree in criminal justice. What is next, other than coaching, what's next for Sadie Rastika?
Well, after I kind of want to see how the first year of coaching goes and see if that's something I want to keep working in. And then if it is, I'm going to have to apply for a new visa, whether it's a work visa or some kind of visa to be able to stay down here. So I would, in a couple of years, I'd like to be able to move down here and kind of stay down here. So
the other tough part was being valedictorian, and your mom and dad, your family can't come across the border to see you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I imagine you get really, really close with your teammates during a year like this, right? Is that the people that you leaned on the most?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, on a team, so our team, we had just over 25 players. So of course you're not going to be close with every single person there. You're not going to get along with every single person. And that's just kind of the way sports teams work. But there is a group of like about six of us that were, it was like my family, like that's who I hung out with. It was my roommates. That's who I was with every single day. And not having my family there on big days like graduation and my last day I'd ever played softball, it was tough, but it was definitely easier on my parents knowing that I had such close people to be with on those days. And they helped out my parents, whether it was videoing on Facebook Live when we had like our senior night for softball and stuff like that. So it definitely helped a little bit not having my parents there.
So you're going to start a new job this week. Tell us a little bit about does that involve criminal justice at all?
Actually, no, so I've had my summer now. It's been about 4 weeks, I guess, 5 weeks of a summer, and that's about it. But I got to start moving in to be an assistant coach. So researching, recruiting, all that kind of stuff. Got to moving in beyond being a player and moving into the coach life now. So it's going to have to be a change of attitude and a change of mental state.
Well, that'd be something amazing if you know, you get a career in even in coaching, right? I mean, obviously ball is what you really love, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
It's just another aspect of something that I've been doing my entire life, but it's going to be different for sure.
So when you look at criminal justice, like if you could get the best job that you wanted to do, what would be that job?
I really enjoy the whole, so I have a minor in psychology, which is kind of why I got it, but the whole aspect of why criminals kind of do what they do. So like criminal profiling and stuff like that. So what's in their brain that makes them want to do what they do and that kind of thing is what I really enjoy.
How do they teach you that? Like you must look over, like you must look over old cases and things like that. Yeah.
It'll be researching old cases and stuff like that and patterns in those old cases.
Yeah. So how much do you miss Canada, or do you miss it at all?
I miss my family. I miss Lloyd. I love Lloyd, but I don't miss the cold. I don't miss the snow.
Hey, what was the coldest it got there this year in Georgia?
We never got snow. So it was probably about like 5 degrees.
were you even able to come home at Christmas, Sadie?
I did. I came home for about 3 weeks. So I had to quarantine for 2 weeks and then I was home for about a week. So
that's not so bad when you got a big family, right? Yeah.
Exactly.
How do you like, yeah. Anybody you want to say hello to back home or anything you want to send message to?
Well, of course, my family. I miss them and I wish I could see them. And I miss being able to go home at summer and spend the summer with them and doing what we always do. But I guess it's a new chapter in my life. So
if they open up the border, would you come home right away or could you come home right away?
Because of my extension that I applied for my visa, I can't actually come home. So even though the borders would open up and stuff, it's just not the best idea for me to come home because of this extension. So it is what it is.
Yeah, you can't use it as a recruiting tool.
I could try and swing it.
Yeah. Sadie, thanks so much for joining us and best of luck and congratulations on a fantastic career in ball, but also valedictorian, and having that perfect, what is like when we say 4.0, what does that mean?
Straight A. So I never got anything lower than an A.
Yeah. All your exams and stuff written in, like, were you guys able to actually go to class, or did you spend a lot of time doing stuff from Zoom?
At the end of last year, everything was online. So once we all got sent home, everything was online. And then when we came back in the fall, it was about half and half. So we'd have about one class a week. And then the other day when we were supposed to have class, it would be, you have to watch the lecture online. So.
And people may be wondering now, like, because we're starting to open up here in Canada, things are just starting to get kind of back to normal. Well, we're a ways away from it yet, but are things normal where you are, Sadie?
They are. Lots of states have lifted the mask mandate. So we're slowly getting back to normal, but there is still a lot of social distancing, that kind of stuff, or half capacity at sports games and that kind of thing. But by the time we go back to school in the fall, everything will be back to normal.
Yeah, I bet you can't. Like, well, I shouldn't say that. You can't wait to the fall till you really start coaching, right? But yeah. What's the summer going to be like there? Is it going to be just a, like, scorching hot all the time, or?
Oh, probably. Humidity 100%. Like,
oh,
I haven't been here yet for the heart of the summer, so it's going to be something I have to adjust to. But
well, you spent time in Florida, so you should be used to the humidity, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. It's fantastic for the hair, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sadie, good luck in your coaching career. We're so glad you took some time to join us and let us know how things are going for you down in Georgia. We wish you the best of luck.
Thank you very much.
At the New Lloyd Mr. Nissan, we have trucks. Not only do we have trucks at the New Lloyd Mr. Nissan, but we have lots of trucks at the New Lloyd Mr. Nissan. Lloydminster's best selection of trucks. Trucks to test drive today. Trucks in all different styles. Trucks with Canada's best truck warranty at 5 years, 160,000 kilometers. And trucks with savings of up to $6,000. The New Lloyd Mr. Nissan has trucks. The New Lloyd Mr. Nissan. We won't sell you a truck. We'll help you buy one. Because the New Lloyd Mr. Nissan has trucks.
And welcome back. We'll just wrap up the show today and get you out in the sunshine and enjoying this beautiful weekend that it looks like it's going to be by letting you know we're back on Tuesday. And we're back on Tuesday with Connecting Parents and Supporting Families. They'll be here to tell us about their final, I believe, meeting before the summer goes on. We'll find more about that. That's Tuesday morning at 11 o'clock from the New Lloydminster Nissan.